what lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag Podcast, powered by the Watch It, episode 124.
124.
He just mentioned something before we got on.
Yeah.
About meeting the real Maximo.
What is the real Maximo? Yeah.
You're the real Maximo now.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Like, he wasn't fake. You were just your representative. Like, you were on your best behavior for, like, the first, like, year.
Oh, that we
year and a half that we know you. But now, like, we just know you.
You're
like,
a maniac.
And it's
like
cool.
Like, a little perv?
No. Oh. Well, that's part of it.
Go to like the worst.
That's part of it. I wasn't talking about that. That's a little part of it. But like,
Maximo, I met overcharged me for a video, but that's cool.
Dang, that's
Maximo. Hey. Oh my God. Listen. Oh my God. Wait, listen. Was that
the
video where
you gotta solidify?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? When I saw that video, I said, this is terrible.
You did.
And then when I met Maximo, Leti was like, "Do not say your video was terrible." I was like, "It was terrible." And he's like, "I had a day."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I did it in like 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he hates editing. That's what I found.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just like being a black, like mean.
He likes the bags. He'll say yes to any bag, but but what you get out of it, I don't know.
Hey, no. No, I deliver great work. Right?
No, yeah, you deliver great. Work. No. He delivers great service.
He delivers great service.
Yes. He does it with a smile.
Service with a smile. No, and I said all that because it's like Duno asked to get his headphones fixed. And then, so right before,
Maximo just screamed in the head, I'm like, bro,
it's like, that's the real Maximo. Like, you know, he wouldn't have done that maybe when we first started.
Yeah, that was kind of a little mean now.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For sure. The real
Welcome.
Maximo.
Welcome.
Plan 24.
Finally, you are who you are. I love it. I'm not mad at it. Okay, yeah. Sombras a la Angie, there's so much chisme.
Dude, yeah. Okay, so I wanted to start off with this one. Roba carteras.
What is that?
And then apparently,
in English, it translates to
wallet
cards. Oh, carteras.
Yeah, carteras. No, carteras.
Carteras, wallet.
What's a cart then?
A carrito.
Roba carritos.
Roba carritos.
Okay. Yes, these are my people here.
And so I was asking, you know, what do you mean by people? Listen, look.
That fool's like, he's like, what happened to me?
He's dancing.
I'm like, fool, they almost got you in.
Yeah, that girl's dancing with him and trying to take his wallet.
But honestly, she's like,
it's like she's grabbing her.
She's not even smooth.
No, yeah. She's terrible. My mom and my dad were creating my carteras back in their days. You know what I'm saying?
Really? They were created by or they did it?
Well, you know, like when you go to the city, El DF, it's like a city. So whenever I meet other Mexican families and they go like, oh, where's your family from? And I go like, El DF, they go like, hide your wallet. Like,
did because, you know that?
Because no. They're known.
That's a common.
I did not know that.
Because they're known for being roba carteras.
But
like
how come no one kicks her out for that? Like, why is she still alive?
She's at home. Everybody's curious, dog.
No, but like, you see how she's just chilling? No one's like,
maybe.
Yeah, but she sucks at her job. Like,
for sure.
I mean, she can't even dance. And the camera's not like, be she's, smooth.
She literally made eye contact with the camera.
She's looking
and it's like,
great.
Bro, like, obviously, you don't want to dance with this man. You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to get close to him. Too many red flags. And then she just hugged her Mima and then just,
what the hell?
But, like, he keeps dancing with her, you guys. He goes back to dance with her.
He's probably confused, horny. But I'm like, but in my head, I'm like, dog, one, she's terrible at this. She's making them look terrible because I've heard great stories about fools coming up on wallets and you don't have a clue to your home.
Yeah.
And, like, that's you bump into somebody, the team's coming this way. Like, if you got
to
be a real
There's
legend,
a method to it.
There's like, a method. The way,
why you guys think I say I'm a hugger?
Oh.
I have your wallet right now.
Check your wallet. I have no pockets.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. There's a such thing called like a sleight of hand, right? So it's like you do something that distracts your hand from going in this direction. You're like looking up here, like, hey, look up here. But it's really slick. Right. That's like how magicians pull off magic tricks and stuff like that. Yeah. And that's how people usually are pickpockets.
Yeah.
But she sucks.
So, I don't know where I was. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. So it's like a well-known thing. So whenever I meet other families that are like Mexican from like, Guadalajara, Sinaloa, all these players, right? Like when you think of Guadalajara, you think of like Vicks, you know, they're all white, they think they're better than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
When you think of Sinaloa, you think of like narcos and shit. When you think of El DF, you think of rockers.
Yeah.
And the food that dance cumbias and
Guanajuato.
You food that with the pyramids, you food built them with.
I did!
Isn't Chino Pacas from Guanajuato?
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about Puebla?
Great mole.
Yeah, my mom makes great mole.
You got that bomb mole, girl. Ow. Stop.
It's not even like them. We're talking about food.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Mole is made from chocolate.
Have you
We don't use chocolate.
You don't?
No, we don't. It's not sweeter.
Oh.
Ours is spicy.
You know what? I haven't had. Actually, Poet Girl is from Oaxaca, and they also make great mole.
There.
Yeah. And her mole wasn't too bad. It was pretty good. I told Poet, like, I salute the mole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of ingredients.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone with a mole and you call him mole, 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 like in the mole?
The other day, I was shirtless and I took a picture.
My brain.
Yeah.
In my brain, I did.
You're shirtless and you took a picture.
I was sure I took a picture. I didn't realize how many moles I have on my chest. Oh. It's a lot, dog. Oh. So many moles. It's literally like from like it's like only from like my boobs and up, and it's like from here to here, and it's just like a bunch of little moles everywhere.
Aww.
Yeah.
Damn. And then you were like, mole, 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 mole.
I mean, in my head, I was like, damn, what if I could just like,
oh, like take them off?
Rasurarlos.
Yeah. Yeah. If I find a homie that had a big ass mole in his forehead, you got it laid
like
out.
A skin. You dude. Mean like more like skin tags a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, that one.
No, they're like literally moles, but I had the homie that but, had the.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a homie, and I mean, like, we weren't close, but it was like we went to middle school, high school together. His name was Felix. He had the biggest mole on his face. Mm-hmm. And we went to high school in the ruthless era, right? Yeah. Where it was just like everybody, mole, 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 yeah. Right to his face. You know what I'm saying? And
then I saw. Or they'll be like, oh, so you got something.
Yeah, like, oh, there's a fly right there, fool. There's a piece of shit on your lip. Like, but it was like, I guess, so much that I think senior year, he got it removed.
He got it removed.
But moles I looked at him a little different, though.
To people. Because low-key, even Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, but that was the mole.
That was a mole.
Was it? I thought it was a skin
tag. It was like a big... Enrique Iglesias had like a mole.
It was a mole.
Yeah. And then he got it removed.
He should have just left it.
Yeah.
That was branding.
I know.
That was branding.
It should be in the
Latino American history.
Latino, yeah.
For the way we think it's terrible for people. Yeah. Should have left it. He would have made more money.
Yeah.
It's just legendary. Like, that's a legendary
thing. It's kind of like how Anthony Davis doesn't shave
his unibrow.
His mole's not even that bad.
Yeah, but you got to remove.
See, it's a skin tag.
But it's because, no, that's a mole. But I know what you mean. Like, skin tag, it looks like skin, but it's...
Yeah, and it's sticking out, and that one looks like it.
And I think there's like a little... No, but that one's brown. Like, it's a...
Oh, okay.
I think skin tags no tienen colores. El color
de carne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're probably both the same thing.
I have a confession to make.
You had one?
I have a mole. Under my chin. You can't see it.
Wow. Shave it.
No. It's pretty big.
Yeah?
It's pretty big.
Touch it.
And it grows a hair.
Mole, 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 mole.
You have a lot of anxiety.
Mole, 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 mole.
And you got a piece of shit on your chin.
I thought this was a safe place. You can't see it.
That's why you have the beard.
No, it's because I like it. Because people say I look like Nicki Jam.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get into that later. Have you ever seen the skin tags or, like, how they remove them? I think I had a tia that says two, and I don't think this is good or not.
Tie a hair on it?
Tie a hair. And
I heard about that.
Blood
and I'm like, that is going to be so painful.
But it works.
Because people get that. You end up getting that when you're older. Some people have that no matter what age. And it's not bad to have it, but I know you probably think, like, it's an insecurity, right? And what should I do with it? But apparently, with the hair. I'm like, that feels too painful to me.
We could go to TJ and they burn it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That feels painful too. All of that, it feels painful.
Now they numb you.
Yeah, they numb you.
They burn it. Sometimes they freeze it.
What do they numb you with? Cocaine?
With Vicks?
We just party first?
Yeah.
All right, time to burn it off. You know what's funny? That I always meet, like, my mom. Us growing up, like, especially like DTLA, my mom has friends that do the most illegal shit ever, but it works very well. Like, my mom was out here giving shots to the whole neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
My mom's not certified. She's the housekeeper.
Like, pharmacy.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, her fucking homies.
But they trust her. That's all.
But it comes from recommendations.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. And then my mom's best friend is gay. Shout out my tia Rafa. Mm-hmm. And here, his man has a cousin. The skin tag burning, like some random,
no
like
way.
Little studio on Alvarado Street.
And then,
hey, don't do that.
And then there's always
the streets long. Wherever you, yeah. If you want to go look, that's your fault.
That's crazy.
It's dangerous right
there.
And then they play skin tag with each other.
Dog.
Rafa.
You know what's crazy?
That was
the first gay couple I ever met.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, they're your
deal. No. He was our neighbor. He known me my whole life. My mom asked me to go downstairs to go get azúcar, and I went. And then he's like,
there's
and then
so
he's
many
like,
jokes here, but we're not gonna make them.
Oh,
yo,
I'm saying a little story. Azúcar. I want to go get azúcar for my pa. But I went downstairs, and he's like, pásale, mijo. And then he had a man in the bed, and I was like a little confused. I went upstairs. Yeah. I told my mom, and she's like, that's his preference, but he's my best friend. And then still like my deal. Last time he was like, mijo, how you doing? Yeah. And then he missed our live show. He bought a ticket.
No way. He missed
our live show, but because he's from Salvador.
Oh, I wanted.
What's his name?
He's from El Salvador.
He's from Salvador.
You have an
Salvador
Salvador uncle?
He's not really my uncle. He's like my mom's best friend.
Yeah.
You're talking like he's your uncle.
Oh no, but he known me my whole life, so I call him like an uncle.
Theo.
But like he's like, yeah, he's my dog right there.
You have an adoptive Salvadorian uncle.
Yeah. Yes, that's gay.
That's cool. Shout out to us.
Yeah, and then yeah, super great guy.
Yeah.
But that was
yeah.
the first time I was like.
Yeah, the partnership.
Yeah, and then I was maybe like 5, 6, and then I went upstairs.
Oh, you were little.
I told my mom, and I was like, Mom, I don't know if this is a secret. I don't mean you may not know, but.
The walk up there,
like, so oh my God, I have to tell my mom, like,
something is awry.
And then I was like, Mom, I think there's something going on. Yeah. And I was like, maybe we should adjust.
Something's going on. I don't know if it's good or bad.
And then my mom was like, no, this is how you break it down. And then I, you know, growing up in the hood, you're like, they, you know, like growing up, and my dad was like, nah, you got to let people like
be themselves.
Like my dad was smoke talk giving me hot, like. You know, let people live their lives. And I'm like, that's cool. Shout out Rafa. But that fool, his boyfriend knows somebody. This fool sells.
The skin type.
This fool sells the vitamins and food. It's wild.
What kind of vitamins?
My mom never gets sick, dog.
Because my mom's always trying to get the B12, the Bill Jackass or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, if your mom wants to, not like that, but if your mom wants a shot in her ass by my mom, we can make that happen.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point about the neighborhood. Like, there's always somebody that does something in my like neighborhood. There's the Salvador, right? Like, and it's like every time there was something going wrong, like, hey, like go to his house, ask for him, tell him you're my like grandson. I'm just like, okay, I'm just fucking going to this random person's house, trusting them, but they fix it. You know, they fix my.
I just took Emmy to a Salvador, and then we got a random address, and it was a hair salon.
But you go all the way to the back.
You went to the back,
exactly.
And then he's like, she was all scared, and then he's like, oh, you're fine now.
The guy that does my hair, there's a Salvador that comes in Linwood.
Yes.
Dog, I love us. Even the other day, Andres was like, I'm sick, dog. And I was like, we're going to B12 shot. He's like, fool, my mom beefing it with my tia. They usually give us a shot.
Oh. And there's like, no other ones in the world that you trust.
I'm like, dog, you could just go to a clinic. He's like, nah, but I don't get charged right now. I just got to buy her the needle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I'm like, dog, imagine how Andres looks going in. Like, can I get a needle?
Yeah.
Need for the hair.
One single needle, please.
That's wild.
Shout out, bro. Latinos really got it all, though. That shit is hilarious,
But we're
bro.
Talking about that because of the robot.
We got off track.
Got into this.
I was actually, I don't know if it was a video I watched or something I read about, like, let's say there's places where there's a lot of pickpocketing, right? The pickpocketers actually like signs that say, watch out for pickpocketers or guard your wallet. Because immediately, like, let's say we're going to a train and it says that. The first thing we're going to do is check our wallet. Like, we're going to see where our wallet's at. To the pickpocketer, you just showed them where your shit was. Isn't that a trip? They low-key, they're like, they love being at those places. You think that would deter them? No, that as soon as you read it, you check where it's at, and boom, now they know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like this.
Before you do that,
everybody look.
No, Rafa.
No azúcar.
Oh, shit. For the one in the band. Hey, you just cheated right now. I want to put that out there.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
No, we didn't. No, we did not.
For looking at that?
Yeah.
For looking at that? Over there?
He could be behind it.
Roma cartera, everybody.
Yeah.
Vic,
check your wallet.
I like how that was the first thing Vic went to. He's like, check this one. But
he's
buddy,
feeling himself.
Middle pocket.
Damn, that's fucking
isn't that
hilarious.
Crazy?
Shout out the people that make a living to fucking up other people's day.
No, because when I got pickpocketed and they stole my phone, that was not cool.
Coachella?
No, some other
another
concert.
Festival that we festival. Can talk about.
We can talk about. But it was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Angie, there's another Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, you guys. Okay, Aleska Jenna says she is.
I hate her name, by the way. Her name is stupid.
Aleska.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to leave her alone. Right?
He doesn't
leave
like that name because there's someone named
Aleska.
No. The name just Aleska?
It's weird.
Who
it's
named
like
her?
Alaska.
Her parents.
From Venezuela.
Yeah, and we like the second name. We have no problem with the second name.
Hennessy.
Yeah.
Who's we? Like we speak French now.
I like Peso Pluma's album.
Yeah.
There you go.
Damn, you had constant reminders, dog.
What's the first book of the Bible again?
Genesis.
Oh. It's not Genesis.
Well, there's no book of Genesis.
Yeah, there is.
Isn't it the book of John?
I feel like we should stay out of the Bible talk.
Is it the book of Genesis? Okay. I thought the story was Genesis.
No.
Oh my God. Have you played that Sonic game?
What's on the gift?
That's Sega Genesis.
Same shit.
La Casa de Famosos.
What is this?
Aleska Genesis. She is Nicky Jam's ex and Maluma's ex.
Okay, so but Maluma, what's La Casa de los Famosos? So that looks like Big Brother vibes or something.
It is. So it's a reality show, right? If you guys remember Aleska, when she was back with Nicky Jam, there was like a video that leaked where she was doing brujería to him.
Oh my God.
And at first she was denying it, saying like, no, I don't do that.
You talked about that, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And so now she's part of Casa de los Famosos, which is a reality TV show.
It's kind
of
like, it's kind of like Island and shit like that.
You guys remember the Surreal People. Life? That's what it's, remember?
Real World.
No, the Surreal Life.
I don't know. Oh, Surreal Life. Oh, yeah.
It was like, it had like celebrities.
Famous people, but in a house. In a house.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Pretty much this, but just the Spanish version.
Yeah.
And so now she was telling her little friends there how to amarrar a un hombre.
What?
Play it.
Aquí es una amarrita más apagada.
Con unas gotitas ahí.
Ayúdame, yo las agarro. ¿Qué se hace? ¿Te paso mi calzón? ¿Sabes?
No, unas gotitas. Solamente unas gotitas. Una gotita de orina, se lo pones en el agua en la mañana. Cinco gotitas
de orina
en la mañana. Yeah, she's saying,
agarras gotitas.
No me recibas el agua ni el café, por favor.
That's it.
Oh, hey.
Oh, she's saying,
please say what she said.
She's saying, get some of your pee. And get some like little drops and put it on his coffee, on
or
his
water.
Drink. Just a little bit of tiny drops, that's how you amarras un hombre, and you're gonna have them like this.
Oh my God.
It's kind of like.
All the girls are like crazy.
Oh my God, I don't know. Oh my God.
Angie, try it and let us know how it goes.
I don't know if you're supposed to.
Where can we buy droppers?
Droplets?
Yeah. It's almost.
So it's essentially kind of like the sopa de calzón.
Yes. So I was telling Maximo that that's like pretty much the same thing.
It's a lighter version of that.
I don't know.
Well, because sopa de calzón would probably be a long process.
You guys know so much about this. This is crazy.
I told you guys, right, that my sister's best friend had it.
Had what?
They did it to her.
What?
Wait, like they don't.
Sopa de calzón. My like her homegirl. She thinks that her man's mom did it to her.
Her man.
To be in love with her son.
I for sure have.
It's kind of like if Marcus's mom did it to you, so you could never leave Marcus.
Wait, whoa.
She put her own.
She put his boxers
under her.
No.
Who's juice?
Yeah, who's pee?
Who's juice is on the loose?
I didn't ask too many questions.
What's sopa de calzón?
Sopa de calzón is kind of like a ritual way of making somebody fall in love with you.
Yeah, but
usually the woman do it to man, but sometimes it could be vice versa. And essentially, it's like she was like, "Bro, I was over like."
No, but what
they
is
take
the
out,
suit?
They take off their underwear.
Their own underwear.
And they make a soap out of it.
And put it in like a soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
And supposedly
it makes them fall in love. It's essentially like the urine.
But what I'm... Okay, so this one makes more sense to me because the guy has to drink the urine.
Oh, soap like that connects us. So they'll make like a chicken soup, a regular soup. They put
their
underwear.
But they had put their underwear in it first.
Yeah.
And so then they gave them the chicken soup.
Yeah. Used underwear.
Yeah.
A used underwear.
Your own underwear. You put it in the thing, you make regular soup, and you give the person that you want to fall in love with you the regular soup. Yeah. My thing is, how are you going to get them to get the soup in the first place? Or it's someone that you're already talking to.
So what she was telling me, she was like, I was over this fool. I was trying to leave. She's like, but I couldn't. And she's like, I couldn't leave. And in my head, I'm like, fool, you're stupid, dick. You just leave.
Yeah.
But then she was like, dog. And then Erica was like, my older sister, like, because they're best friends, and she's like, like, they were just talking shit to each other. And then she's like, nah, for I think. And then usually when people do it, usually they already know about somebody in the family that somehow does a little bit of brujería.
Mm-hmm. They know Aleska.
Yeah, they know Aleska. Yeah. So, but Aleska probably learned that from a tia.
Yeah. She goes
comes
to
from
someone.
Yelena,
can you bring my backpack, please?
So essentially. So essentially,
can you bring my chonies, please?
So essentially, there's like a lot of like, it's kind of like a passed down thing, or like you know somebody, or you know, like for like the Latino shit.
Yeah.
You know somebody that knows somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some scary shit.
It is. Yeah. I've never done it.
I feel like the homie, like I have a very good friend. I feel like his girl probably does that to him.
Yeah. Oh, does it start with the S?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. He showed me a video. This person showed me a video of. He borrowed that person's car and found a little bag that said what was it? Black.
It was some type of wood or some type of like, thing like, that she had purchased.
It's like black, like
yeah, something.
Yeah, like a salt, black salt, and that you throw. It literally had instructions on the back that said, "Throw this on the porch of a person, and say their name three times, and then like something will happen to them, like some sort of like
something bad,
bad."
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. And say, he found that in his girl's car.
I say, we respect all witches that
follow
Brown. Yeah. Yeah, I love.
Who has love us too?
Hey, I like how we're like this, bro.
This is how you know we believe in it.
Well, I wanted to say this because, and I'm reading this book that I didn't expect to talk about this time because it's called Woman Who Glows in the Dark. A curandera reveals traditional Aztec secrets of physical and spiritual health. So it's more like a curanderismo. Mm-hmm. And so as I was reading it, like it kind of showed the origins of curanderismo.
Yeah.
And the different parts of it. And like that's where we get mal ojo, te dio aire, all of that, and explain. Because sometimes we're like, why do we have
where did
that?
We get that from?
But it explains it. And what's cool is like it says the origins of curanderismo comes from when the Spaniards came and they also brought slaves from Africa. So it's a mix of three medicines, spiritual medicines, the Aztec medicines, the African Americans medicine, spiritual medicine, and the Spaniards medicine. They each had different types of like the way they looked at health.
So
the Aztecs kind of are the people that ended up being intertwined with everything. They took pieces of all of it. So really curanderismo is a mixture of everything.
Wow.
Which is really dope.
But this is just like, it's like physical health or it's just like spiritual health?
They believe that physical and spiritual are tied. They're like, what's wrong with Western medicine is you think you could just solve a problem and that's it, but you also have to fix the spirit or else that problem's going to keep on happening. And that it's been a really important book that I've been reading.
That's so cool.
But it tells you the different areas of curanderismo that we may not even know that are happening, but like sobadores are part of curanderismo.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
It makes a lot of sense. They say that my mom had told me this before that like you're... the bottom of your foot is like tied to like parts in your stomach, right? And it's like what? Like that doesn't make any sense. But like literally, you could like rub the ball of your foot, and then it's like this part is gonna heal your body.
I highlighted some things that I thought was really cool. But even like when you're either touching someone or like you know when they say cuando to not give the baby ojo, touch it. But like so other people would think that's weird. But it's not just touching it. You have to touch with your left hand because the left hand gives energy and the right hand takes energy.
Oh.
So even think when you're shaking somebody's hand, you're taking energy. Whereas if you or cuando te acaricio, I'm giving you energy. So even if you look at it that's crazy. Like
wow,
little things.
What if your left hand is?
I don't know. You just give. You're a giver.
I'm a giver.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Rafa.
Hey, don't
do I'm a giver like Rafa. Leave him out of this.
In his skin tags. Poor Rafa. Yeah. Catching straight.
I know.
Isn't that really cool? Can I tell you just the different types?
Yes,
and I'll stop.
Yes,
and I'll stop. Because I'm just learning.
No,
the right hand and the left hand thing just blew my mind.
Bro, there was another part where she's like, you have to call yourself by your name. Like a lot of times when you lose your name, you lose your identity, but in your spirit too. And she talks about even nicknames that you use. And I know we use nicknames too. Like even I'm Leti, or like when someone calls me Leticia, I've always told you that to me feels deeper, but it's for a reason because that is such a part of your spirit.
Yeah.
So like if you can speak to the people that you love with their real name so that you guys have like a deeper connection. Isn't it a trip?
That's a trip. Yeah. I like when people call me Victor.
Yeah.
I mean like, but not everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like when my family will say Victor, I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I feel like I definitely lost my real name.
Oh yeah.
Cause my nickname been my nickname since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like the seventh grade. So I haven't, if you call me Danny, it's a little weird.
Yeah. But it's Daniel, not Danny.
No, but I Danny well, and Daniel go hand in hand.
Yeah. Oh, even like chiropractors, they're part of curanderismo. They call them the huesero.
The huesero.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool ass name. That's a cool ass name.
I know.
There's a consejera is part of it. Is just listening and counseling people. Partera, it's the ladies that help give birth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all of that is part of it. Like. The sobadora.
Midwife.
The yerbero. You're yerbero.
You're yerbero.
The herbalist.
Maximo used to be, but.
Yeah.
Used to be
retired. That's just tight. So I'm going to read more about it. And then that's
so hella cool.
Damn. Damn. I'm like tripping out now.
Yerbero again.
Yeah. What's cool in reading this book is it reminds me of things from my childhood, little pieces, just like how when we're talking about the one that knows the sobadora.
Yeah, yeah.
Like those little things, like, oh, it's in our culture. Like
it's in our culture.
And we just don't know the origins, but we're still to this day on that. Mal de ojo, all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
By the way, I lost my red bracelet and I'm like, I need one ASAP.
I don't know. Yeah. That's why I got this one, because I'm like, you can't take it off, and it has the evil eye and a little cross.
But I'll lose that shit. Like, I'm terrible when it comes to anything, like, on my
wrist.
Because
you're fidgety. I know.
But, you know, my mom says that when it's falling apart, it means that somebody's giving you malojo.
Yeah.
So you got to, like, tie it or get a new one.
At the station. Oh, Jose's fell. He lost his while he was sleeping, he said.
Oh, yeah. That's trip.
Yeah, but there's one at the station. It's right there on the boards, and none of us are like, I would throw it away, but I'm like, I don't know whose shit this is. Like, it's a maldejo bracelet, and I'm like, I don't know whose shit this is. Like, I don't want to put bad juju.
Somebody else got to throw it away.
Yeah, Jose said that because he lost his, he was gonna put it on. It's like, no, you're gonna get that person's fucking their bad juju.
Jose, like Harry Potter, for you can't take another wizard's wand.
Unless you fight for it,
unless you
win it.
Unless you fight for it, well, she have to kill the other person.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Hey, but the bracelet can't be wear and tear.
What do you mean?
For it to fall off and mess up?
No, it's indestructible.
Oh, you don't believe in anything?
He's not believing anything of what we're saying, but it's okay.
No, I believe in, like, the spiritual stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
When I went to the bay, there was a baby crying. When I was, like, on my way to get out the plane, and I looked at the baby, we made eye contact, and I wanted it just to be like, hi. But, you know, like, I'm a grown man, I'm touching another baby, like, it's just going to go crazy. Yeah. So I caught it when it was looking at me again, I looked at it, and I just went. And I just, I'm like, I don't want to fucking, this kid's going to catch a fucking cold over here.
Did you forget you were like an adult for half a second? Yeah, like, you were just like,
he's touching our kid. I don't know. No.
Munglia brought his baby to, like, his baby's been a part of, like, the fight week. Like, he was at the weigh-in. He was at the press conference. And the baby's so cute. He's like a chunky little baby, Jaime Munglia. And his baby mama, fine. Like,
Hong Kong, fine.
Like,
can we pull her up?
Yeah. But,
can we pull her up?
But I sat right next to her. And the baby's doing the little baby noise. And I'm like, dude, I have to touch this baby. I have to touch this baby so I don't give it bad
ojo. Because
I was giving it ojo so bad. And so literally, like, it's sitting next to me. And the lady's right there. And I just touched it. just to not give it the...
Because
if you touch the baby, that gets rid of the malamocas.
Yeah. And Sean, like, I super, duper understand, like, how some people just have their own beliefs. And I feel like this is why we all get along, because we're all kind of raised the same way, like, these certain, like, rituals or certain things that just, like, growing up, it was just like, this is what you're going to, and this probably what Letty's going to pass on to the kids when they get a little older. Vic's passing it on to little Vic. When we have you, like, obviously probably not you, because.
Not Maximo.
Because your kids watch Pokemon and shit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't watch you watch Pokemon before you have a childhood. Like, I feel bad for you.
I didn't watch Pokemon, all right?
Behind their back.
Low key.
Yeah, behind their
and
back.
WWE Raw.
on mute.
On mute.
He had to imagine the words.
Who's that Pokemon?
That's fucked up. Hey,
he thought Stone Cold was a good guy. He had no idea.
El Pelón.
El Pelón.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should throw Maximo a Pokemon birthday party.
Oh, we should, bro.
Fucking to heal his
inner
child.
We should heal your inner child. Maybe that's why you don't like parties, bro. Like family parties. You said you don't like family parties.
Yeah, they're cool.
No, but you don't like them. I know you don't.
I don't like throwing parties.
That's what I'm saying.
That's part of your inner child.
That's like planning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is. Parties. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Obviously, everybody likes showing up to a party, but it's a whole process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to hear your inner child.
I'm looking for his baby mom right now to show you.
Oh, fire. I was like, oh, thank God. But you guys, talking about this, my mom me pasó el huevo recently.
Why did you go to her to...
And explain what that means.
So
She did a limpia.
Yeah, because I can't say what she saw on my first huevo 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I guess, like a rule. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
I didn't know that.
So she saw, essentially, she me pasó el huevo. And
3 months ago was a bad time for you.
It was like a weird, and she saw something that she didn't really like.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister's father-in-law, he's the one also that has a son that, remember, I told you he could speak to the dead. Remember I was telling you guys? And his pueblo, they like study this. So my mom was like, here's this, can you send it to them and let me know what they said?
Mm-hmm.
And essentially they said somebody, like people around me were like hating, like somebody mm-hmm. really close. Like essentially it was just like,
giving you
like
envy.
Watch
envy.
Yeah, like envy. Like it was like a lot of envy.
Yeah.
She didn't say my name, right?
She,
okay. Because I'm really happy for you.
Me too.
But essentially they're like, you know, like they're like, this huevo showing that he has like a big heart, there's a lot, but this is what's just watch him. And then obviously like the last couple months was just like a little weird. And like super, and then my mom me pasó el huevo. And when she me pasó el huevo, she was like, I heard it like, Ajana was like, come look, fat ass, look. And when I went, she's like, look, there's a heart. There's a heart. And my mom was like, look at the heart, but don't, I took a picture, but she's like, don't post it. Yeah, she was like, yeah. Oh, no, but now it's a little, yeah, ya pasó poquito.
Oh, like, don't post it right there and then.
Yeah, and then she was, and my mom essentially told my sister, like, hey, I think he's like, I've been hanging out a lot recently with, like, coming from the crew that I've been on, and then my mom was like, I feel like his inner child is like, he's remembering, like, back in the day a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and my mom was like, or it could mean that, like, fuck, you're going to find love this year. And that was more of the carrilla, right? It was more like,
you're going to have a baby on the way.
Essentially, my mom was happy with the heart.
You have a baby on the way?
You have a baby on the way?
The fuck, no.
Two of them?
No. But look, it's like,
oh, yeah, it's upside down.
It was like straight.
Yeah.
Oh, it moved.
It moved.
Okay.
But it never got separated. Nunca, like, it never, like, broke off or anything.
But do you drink this?
No.
Oh.
So my mom, she leaves it under my bed.
And then when do you throw it to the trash?
My mom looks at it the next day. Usually you have like Aire, or you know, my mom's just like, you know, or also like when you've been around a lot of people, when you go like to these events, how energy shit, the handshaking, the energy shit, you get people's energy. If somebody's having a bad day and you know, like,
energy.
So my mom just, whenever I come back from long, like
that's
big
so
events, or she does it just cause she's like, maybe somebody didn't mean like wrong, but energy carries a lot. And that's the real thing. It's kind of like with girls with their hair.
Yeah.
So my mom's tipping my pasar huevo, so she passed it and she was like kind of like a little scared. And then
3 months ago.
But yeah,
now this time
she and she gave it to my sister's father-in-law and his pueblo. They study this. And he was like, oh, this is what's going on. You just gotta watch him. And then my mom, and then she me lo pasó and she was happy that she saw like a good sign in the pueblo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like that little sign too. Because Valentine's Day is coming up. And it's so cute.
The little huevito. I was like, dude,
a little heart on your huevo.
But you should have seen it like right when she cracked it.
Yeah.
Right when she cracked it, it was like, it was bigger.
Yeah.
And then she was like, Ajana was like, look, come look at it, fool, come look at it. And then I saw it and then I took a picture.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to the chat.
I loved it. I love that for you too. Mm-hmm. I think especially because I think your heart needs like
love
replenishment this year.
Yeah.
I think you did a lot of giving your heart last year.
Yeah.
And putting in like showing people your heart, and this year you need to receive.
I expected a lot last year. Mm-hmm. And I think like the way I'm like 2024, I'm kind of just like on vibes. Like if you want to be around, cool, but I just feel like, you know, you need to bring something to the table essentially too, in a sense to where like, you know, like dog, like I do a lot, you know, for people. And I don't even like saying like what I do, but it's just like, I need some of the energy back. I don't need exactly what I gave you back, but like, if I want to go fucking do something, come with me. Like,
you know,
essentially just give me the same energy back. And it's not even with just religion. I mean, with my homies, with my homegirls, like, you know what I'm saying? As much as you guys expect out of me, and I like try my best to do for hopefully in the long run, everybody that's been around me for a long time could potentially be part of this journey, like full on, whether it's like, but you know, same thing. But yeah, I was super happy to see the heart. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. Cause it was like weird, I mean, January started, you know, R.I.P. Cynthia, the homie's mom died. She was a car, we grew up with her. And she died like of like health complications and shit like that. And it was like super random. And it was like, and I was like, fuck. And I saw the homies again, and after a while, they moved to Arizona, they came to do the viewing here. And it was like just dope to reconnect with people I grew up with their whole lives, you know?
Right.
And then it was just like good vibes. Obviously they're going through, you know, you lost the mom, but
yeah.
I was like, dog, I don't want to start the year off like this.
With that in
mind. Like it's just a fucking, like, I'm like, damn, it's burning January, dog. Explain this. Angie turned into a hot chirros.
No, Angie had to do it, but we love her and she's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Angie had to leave to go see Marcus. They're having a baby. They have a baby appointment.
They don't have a baby.
Baby appointment.
That's crazy.
Baby on the way.
Angie.
Baby appointment.
She says you're going to do a couple droplets in the coffee.
Say no.
No.
Okay.
You're going to go drop off some droplets in the coffee.
If Angie... Okay, if Angie got pregnant,
okay,
where would we throw her baby shower?
OC.
Wrong answers only.
Oh.
I'm not partaking in just making fun of my best friend.
Telemundo parking lot.
So stupid.
Santa Ana Swap Meet.
Northgate. a fun carniceria.
You guys are missing the obvious.
Where?
Frito-Lay Factory.
T-shirt factory.
T-shirt.
At a therapy
screen
session.
Printers.
Screen. The games. The baby games are gonna be.
Anger management.
Yeah.
Oh, good day. Oh,
calaveras.
Dark.
No.
que se casar. Anyway, explain this, Leti. This is all about you and only you, ever only you.
No, this happened first. Shout out to Yaelin. She's like, hey, I don't know what to do with this, but someone emailed me. Can we go? Is that one the first one? Someone emailed me this photo. And she's like, I don't know if I should. I'm like, please don't post this. Because people will hate me for this photo alone. They did a fan art and they made me like a little Santita.
Let's make it
very
clear.
Do we have the actual email of what they said? Yeah.
But let's make it very clear. Somebody did this of Leti.
It wasn't
Leti didn't do
this. I didn't do it. I'm not saying this of myself at all. I just posted a photo. I posted that photo of me and then that.
It would be funny to, but I just feel like people wouldn't understand the irony of this.
Because
of what I've said.
Because one's Leti.
No, but just people will take it and be like, oh, that's blasphemous. But it's like, you don't understand that, like, somebody did this and that's why we're putting it on the shirt.
And also, Leti thinks her and Jesus are related.
I do. I don't think. I know. It's in my soul, okay?
It was on our ancestry.
I'm God's child for real.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think in the actual email that they sent, it said like, this is, oh, look, there's more.
there's merchandise?
Yeah, they did a whole mock-up. So
they did a whole roll-off.
Put it.
How do they feel like this is like.
And the title says, shoot my shot. And it says, try and reach out to Leti, let her see this link. Let me know.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's what trying to get into. That's what trying to lay down a day with a t-shirt he made for her.
Look, and then on the third one, it says it has writing on
the third one. That looks kind of cool.
Carry these, man.
Something.
La favorita
de Dios.
Wait, what does it say at the bottom? And it's. And it shows.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Is this part of your rollout?
No.
Leti, no. Are you trying to tell us something?
No. Yaelin sent that to me. And I was like, dude, that shit
She'll
is
be like,
crazy.
This will be so crazy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sacred collab.
This is Yaelin's Finsta.
And it shows is crazy.
That's funny for if Jorge.
But is it a lie?
And that'd be hilarious if Jorge has like a Finsta email where he just throws out ideas.
Oh my God, no.
And Jorge mocked it up?
Jorge mocked it up.
No, it would have had like marathon writing, like bold font or something.
Yeah. Dog, that is hilarious.
But for some reason this past week, I've been getting a lot of like art like that because then there's this one. That we have to show.
No, oh, I saw that one.
That's
too.
All three of us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this one is hilarious.
Crazy.
You know,
I don't know what to,
that's how we look to the world.
I don't know what to tell people when they send me stuff like this. Like,
you know what? Yeah. But this is really like he got Leti's pose with the fingers out.
Yeah.
Okay. This is why I feel weird about my pose because if I bend more than I'm already short, like I need to fix my pose. Cause I would feel like I should be standing up. You get what I'm saying? Like
I love she's
bending.
I love taking pictures.
So maybe I need to stand straight to be more tall.
Duno looks cool.
Yeah.
He looks cool.
I think you both look cool, and I think I look stupid.
I think I look stupid.
Yeah, because you're not in the photo. Once you pop up in there.
Nah.
What do you think, Duno?
I love the spray cans in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fan.
Honestly, I like how they did the brown bag logo.
Yes.
And you know what? He made me look healthy.
Yeah. And also, you know I have a broken heart around
broken
me.
Heart.
Okay, I changed my mind about this. I like this.
Yeah.
And you know what? He got like us unlocked. Like
you know where he got that from? That was a live show the last year.
Yeah. And then that's there's hard. One more, Jose.
Hold on, I want to go back to that one real quick. I don't
shout
know
out to Jets Geo. I think this is.
Yeah, let's
send him the other
it's
one.
It's a good piece of art. I personally was like, I don't know.
Let's just zoom into Vic's face really quick.
It kind of looks like Vic.
He gave me like a Santa
like,
Claus nose.
Like a funny little mouth. Like,
Vic wishes his beard was that crispy.
Yeah, my beard isn't that crispy.
Yeah, look at those glasses. Yeah, remember when you were wearing those like brown shady glasses?
Yeah, I remember that.
I like, you know what? I'm not mad at this.
Maybe. It's not bad at all. It's a good like artwork piece.
I feel like I look like someone, but I don't think that's my face. I feel like that's a face of someone, and they're really pretty, but I don't think that that's my face specifically.
I feel like you got your pose kind of unlocked.
Pose for sure.
Yeah.
Pose for sure. Oh, there's that.
Yeah, it was good.
That's someone else's face.
Go to my. Oh, yeah,
and then go to Duno's face in the thing that we're looking at right now. Yeah. Mírala, chiquito. He don't smile like that, though.
Like this?
Yeah.
It even got his...
No, you don't smile like that. Oh, yeah,
My soul patch. A chin strap.
But I just think someone went on their computer and opened whatever program that is and
that's
started
cool.
drawing us.
Yeah.
Either way, it's fire.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty fire.
I think he got it, like... He got it more accurate than a lot of people would get it.
Yeah.
But there's one more explained this that I think is the favorite of all favorites.
God. This one popped up, and I like how you guys are wondering if I was going to be mad or not.
I really was. I was worried. I felt like it was my fault somehow.
Alexa, play
I'm getting yelled at again.
I just felt like, you know, when your worlds collide, and I was like, no, 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 no.
No result found for Let the Gun Play.
Okay, this only makes sense to a select few.
Okay, if you guys don't know, shout out Lefty Gunplay, a rapper up and coming.
Yeah.
Was it called Latino rapper from Bolin Park, the San Gabriel Valley area, which happens to work with Vic's label that Vic works with.
Yeah.
And OTR. And it's funny because I did a hub vlog with him. He's dope. He's amazing. He's a wild card.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a great heart. He's like, yeah.
He just got out, right?
He's been out like 2 months. Yeah.
And he's young. He's young. He essentially was raised in the system. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's kind of like a wild card. And when I saw this, he's also super viral right now. Yeah. He's like talking to town. Everybody's fucking with him. Dope features, right? But when I saw this, I was like, I see it. Just a little bit.
See what?
See what?
You want to know why I see it?
Hold on.
No.
See what? Lefty There's and, no resemblance.
No, Lefty and Lefty look alike.
No, they don't.
No, it's the
it's
name.
It's about the name.
Have you seen him? Have you seen him without his tattoos?
No.
Why have you seen
him? When did you see him?
Because the video went viral. Remember when he was with his cousins?
No.
And you think he looks like me?
Nafu could be your son. Lefty Gunplay.
Okay.
That was a little crazy.
I don't see it.
That's so fucked up.
Why?
Now I'm going to agree when those motherfuckers say those comedians look like you.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you say, no, he doesn't. He's too dark skin.
Me and Ken Flores look exactly
the other one.
Like,
the other one.
The Mexican OT? Yeah,
no, the other one. That's not a comedian. You know the one I'm talking about. That was at Grupo Frontera.
That is comedy. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, somebody put my face on him too. And
yeah. And I should say you guys look alike.
I wasn't bad. But the name is crazy.
It's the name.
You know he did that? And then he did that with the other dude too.
He did a photo of me, Vic, and him as brown bags. Maximo's great at Photoshop. If you still have it, put it up. Because if this fool said that Lefty and me look alike, fuck you. I'm not protecting you anymore, you fucking asshole.
It was about the name. Okay, so we were in the studio the other day. I was telling Maximo something about Lefty.
Yeah.
And then Lefty was right there and she's like, what? And I was like, no, Lefty. She's like, what? And like she was like, I thought you were saying Lefty.
Yeah. Because they'll talk about like
especially if it's fast.
Lefty,
right?
In the studio or Lefty.
We don't really pronounce our
Lefty
F's
right now. But I hear my name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not to be self-centered about it, but when you say Lefty, like I don't know, my brain just registers.
It sounds super similar. Yeah.
And so I tell them, I'm like, I don't know, we gotta figure out another name for this fool. And not for your bad, but like I just keep fucking turning when you guys talk about him. And a lot of people are talking about him. So we're like, let's call him Gunplay or something. No, but at least in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's funny that this is happening outside of us even.
Yeah, without even
that if
like
someone's asking Alexa to play Lefty Gunplay, apparently Alexa responds saying, no results found for Lefty Gunplay.
Why do they use the photo when he has his fist?
I know.
And what's weird to me, because it's my face, so then like even the chest area, I'm like, that feels weird.
This should
be taken down. Yeah. He's new to you.
Hey, but Lefty saw them was like, damn, I'm yatted up.
Yeah.
She said 75 hard for real.
In fact, I remember I went to fight someone the other week and it's like, damn,
Lefty,
yeah.
This is you.
Your alter ego?
Your alter ego. Lefty Gunplay. And you know what's funny? That I saw that and I was like, I was so confused. I was like, who the fuck made this?
Yeah.
And obviously it's one of the meme pages, bro.
Yeah.
Because they always,
to the meme pages,
bro,
by
they be
the
making
way.
The most,
I know it's all love.
They be making the most funniest shit of me, dog. Yeah. I'll be looking at it, I'll be like, bro, you guys are fucking stupid.
That's
like,
crazy. You thought I looked like him.
It just.
So you're attracted are you attracted to him?
Lefty Gunplay?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit. Without the tattoos, he's fine.
That was crazy.
Why is that crazy?
No, because that was not even in our head. We just knew the name.
That made it so much funnier.
Yeah, it was funny. Because she had just explained it the day before.
Yeah.
The day before you guys had the conversation.
Just personally with them two.
Yeah. Tell me why. I was like, I sent it to Maximo. I was like, oh shit. Oh fuck. And then you saw it and you sent it, I think, to the chat. And you were laughing. I was like, oh,
okay,
thank
good,
God.
Good. Somehow this will be my fault.
Literally, I have to call them like to take it down.
We gotta change his name.
And then, but you know what's funny? Stupid. Where was this?
It never happened.
People.
No, what I'm saying is like, you're my photo.
You're such an idiot.
Why'd you have all this loaded up?
Yeah, see?
Dog, no wonder we don't get our vlog editing. You're doing this shit.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is you guys that did that when you guys went for Bob.
The happiest That's place funny. On earth.
Oh my god. You're so stupid. And Maximo loves, he'll fuck with, he'll put G Perico in different shit. Dog, like, dog, he just dog, has a blast.
Dog, did you see when that fool, when he calls you, he's next to Nikki?
Yeah.
On his phone?
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, why do you have that much fucking
Maximo's
time?
Maximo's like phone profile is him with Nicki Minaj.
See, Genesis, I didn't get mad.
At the Grammys.
Oh, killed her.
So stupid.
Shout out Leo Bubba. Shout out Leo Bubba. But I swear to God.
Yeah, that but that's how I feel when you said I look like fucking lefty. You
dog, you already have the same
These
name.
These fucking photos.
Hey, Maximo, they're really good, by the way. Really great editing. You
so low-key, we need to have because they say you look like Mexican OT. We need to have Mexican OT here and then lefty here and then a fucking Nicki Jam there.
Yes.
Because what happened with the Nicki Jam stuff?
So shout out to just one of the fans. I think she might be in the chat. So shout out to her. Her name looked familiar. And she just like I just get a notification that says like, wow, Nicki Jam kind of looks like Vic here. And not the other way around. You know, like I was like, he obviously
not
Nicki
like
Jam is the
resemble him.
The biggest, you know, one of the biggest celebrities like in the, you know, like reggaeton world. And then so I was like, that was giving me a lot of credit. So I scroll and I look and it's like he just looks like a thousand times cooler version of me. Like in the, not this photo.
Okay.
I'll send the photo. But I thought it was hilarious. But it was a confidence boost. I gotta be honest. It was right before I hit the gym. Yeah. That's probably why you saw me going so hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, we almost there, baby.
Yeah, Nicki Jam.
Vicky Jam.
Vicky Jam.
Vicky Jam.
Vicky Jam. Vicky Jam.
Bro, we have our Halloween costumes already.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Leo Dam. That
no,
got
no not
swag.
Leo. Oh, Mexican OT.
Oh, okay, I could be Mexican OT. I'm about to say, damn, Leo got no swag.
No, Mexican OT.
But a Mexican OT, you could be Lefty Gunplay.
Lefty Gunplay.
And you could be Vicky Jam.
Vicky
oh,
Jam.
God.
Dog, if you're Perfect. Lefty Gunplay, Lefty for where we tattoo up all over like how he has his face tatted.
That'd be crazy. I'm down. Fuck it. Apparently, I look like him, apparently. Shit.
Alexa, play Lefty Gunplay. No results for Lefty Gunplay.
So, do you know who runs Harmonious Jumper? Shout out to them.
I've never met them, but you know what? When we still work on No Jumper, there's so many meme pages that, like, essentially you might meet one or two, but, like, there's one for, like, community. His name is Cryptic, and we know he's from New York.
Yeah.
Dude, the dude, his edits are fucking
amazing.
The fucking wow.
Like, Yazzers, I know Yazzers is
Yazzers
great.
Is hella cool.
Yeah. So some of the most craziest shits of all time.
When we were looking at that picture, too, after I was talking to the guys about it, and Maximo was like, dude, you made it. They're memeing you.
That's it.
They didn't put Letty from Fast and Furious.
They didn't.
They could have.
They could have.
Me.
Hey, you know what's the funniest shit ever? That same day, I posted a video and tagged Letty. I was like, Letty, you wilded.
Oh, I
and
saw that. Dude, it was that one dude.
What?
Dog, you're going to love this video.
I don't know if I'm going to love anything that you're going to show
me. Nah, it's hella funny. Okay.
Dog, Letty, this shit is hilarious. And the thing is like, Lefty, like, he's a wild card, but he's generally entertaining. Mm-hmm. And that's just, obviously, it comes from him just having, like, being himself. He's not trying to be nobody else. Some of the funniest shit ever, bro. Like, bro, watch Lefty. I'm going to show you this video. You're going to be like, get the fuck out, fool. Yeah. And I essentially tagged Lefty, and I was like, oh, Lefty out here wilding, B.
Oh, God.
I'm sending it in the brown bag.
I'm airdropping it.
It was that one, Jose. It was that one. Okay.
I wonder if he understood that meme.
I mean, he's being tagged so much.
Yeah, I don't know. He's so new to everything. It's funny. It's like the fact that he was locked up for 9 years. He's learning everything. Like he didn't know like T-Rail and everybody. Like until he meets them, it's his first encounter with them.
Mm-hmm.
He just says like, "Oh, I saw this on the internet. Like this is cool. You know, I seen other rappers on here." What is that?
But I'm like, I reposted.
So you said that was him?
Yeah, I was like, but bro, like. Because you know he does that. Because
he uses his hands a lot.
He like, when he
does a lot of like.
Like, yeah, dancing. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's like a Lefty Gunplay song to listen to?
Dog, yes, bro. You know what's crazy?
I like Playing for Keeps.
Playing for Keeps is good.
It's good.
But honestly,
Start from Scratch. You might like Start from Scratch.
But honestly, he still hasn't dropped a lot of music.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just his personality.
His personality.
He's fucking
and his story.
Yeah.
Dude, everywhere I take him, they're like, I fucking love this guy. He's a lot, but like T-Rail, Smack, they were like, I fucking love you, bro. Like with that type of like energy and passion, like it's hella funny.
Yeah.
Same thing with AD, Pun. Everybody's so excited to have him.
Yeah, like when I first met him, he's like, "What's up, dog? I made it. You're here." Oh, and then before I was doing the hood vlog, and I was talking to his mom inside. When I came out, he's like, "Hey, you were in there for a little long. Were you fucking my mom?" Like, he just, it says it, he doesn't mean it. Like, he's just fully the fucking wild card, dog. Shout out,
can you do a hood vlog with me in Glendale?
Yes. What part? Oh, that spot you took us to go eat.
Yay.
Okay, oh, Letty. Yeah.
And the Americana.
And the Americana. But Letty, that spot was good. I just really recommend queso fresco and the crema.
Yeah, to them.
I was just so like.
But to them, they're like, "This is what we got. That's it. What's on the menu is what we got."
Don't yeah, I'm not mad at
you. Like, I could make this a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I was like, dog, no avocado.
Yeah, no, you eat it like fucking that with salsa. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, look at the avocado. Sell them outside.
That's fucking crazy. Sell them outside. What a dick.
Okay. I sent that Nicki Jam photo. By the way.
Oh my.
So I'm like, they're giving me a lot of credit. I'm like, yeah, that looks way cooler than me. But it just made me go harder in the gym
with those glasses this summer.
And that line.
Just wait.
I was looking at what sunglasses to get because I know the Pradas were like a really big thing like last year and the year before that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it has to change this year. So I'm trying to figure out what
are you,
the sunglasses
are. Are you waiting? Are you waiting for what trend hits?
Here. Has anybody
I'm trying
sunglasses?
To figure out the trend.
Maybe
personally,
my mom.
I would like a lighter sunglass because those were really thick and heavy.
Yeah.
For girls, I'm like, I just want something. We good.
They are.
Shout out you guys gave me Pradas and I feel like God is with the Pradas because I've lost them about 3 times and found them all 3 times back.
Maybe
me
he too. Found yours.
I lost mine at the wedding, at the homegirl's wedding, and I ended up having, and then I lost them once, and my mom was like, "I can't find them." They were in her car.
Wow.
So they just always come back.
I lost them a couple times and found them. I lost my Celine ones in here. I don't know.
Wow. Hey. They're worn. They have sweat on them.
I just brought them back.
Oh, it's lit.
Fuck, it was a car. ATM Danny was using them.
Yeah.
Speaking of ATM Danny. Don't you know I'm local? Please talk about it, Maximo.
Yeah, man.
Y'all running the streets right now.
You know, we
grinding. I just want you to know, if there's anything going on in LA, low-key, we have some type of connection to it.
That's
and I fucking
facts.
Love that shit.
I love it.
Yeah. Shout out to us for
well,
that.
ATM Danny isn't running anywhere, but ATM Danny is everywhere. I'm running, homie. Hike today and yesterday.
Why they confuse you with ATM Danny then?
Fuck, I know.
It's because this fool dresses them the same.
I know. That's why I do for all my plugs.
Yeah, he uses your template.
Stop doing that, dog. That's not cool. That's my swag.
What?
No, you're not. But, Maximo, you were at the fight this week that Yaelin essentially tried to plug you, but you took the plug and then just
okay, wait.
Right.
Explain that story.
That is Yaelin. A lie.
Yaelin.
That is not true.
Here, come use my mic. Come use my mic.
Yaelin, come use my mic real quick. The beef is starting.
No. So actually, for those that don't know, I have an artist.
I mentioned
his
it
name
first.
Is ATM Danny, and we're business partners, and I'm also his manager. And there's a boxer from Boyle Heights who is, you know, was up and coming.
Oh, Letty's about to get real. It's about to get real.
He actually would use Danny's song.
Hold on,
over
before
and
we
over.
Get into this, there's drama. Okay. Yeah, shout out Yaelin, thank you for coming on.
He would use Danny's song over and over on Instagram.
Oh,
and
why are you working out?
Yeah, on Reels, fighting. So they talked.
How did you know that? Did someone tell you?
No, because Danny would repost them.
Oh, okay.
So they would talk and be like, "Yo, that's dope." And then I reached out to him to go to New York, his last fight.
MSG.
MSG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I talked to him, but the promotion company, it just didn't work out. So then this fight, we touched base again, and he was like, "Let's make it happen." He sent me to the homies from 360, and then I made sure that we made it happen.
Hey, so ATM Danny brought out Omar
he
Trinidad.
He walked out Omar Trinidad.
The new up-and-comer out of Boyle Heights, who is now going to be a contender in
yes.
the game,
15
right?
and 0.
15
exactly.
and
0. Trinidad, he's Mexican, he's Latino?
Yeah.
Yeah, he grew up in Mexico.
Where the fuck is that last name from?
Trinidad.
We
got weird name. Look, Ulloa, Jorge Peniche.
Yeah.
They're not all the Lopez's, Gonzalez.
He's undefeated. He won by knockout,
and
crazy
you,
fight.
And eighth round.
Yeah, I went. And it was funny because I sat next to him. Look at his knockout.
Damn! Boom.
Fractured jaw.
Yeah.
Fractured his jaw.
Oh! Hey, fool, that's scary, dog.
Yeah. He looks like
he's
like
a monster.
He was
yeah, he's
Apocalypto.
A beast.
And yeah, I feel like he's the one that created the run this way, huh?
Yeah.
You know the funniest thing?
Maromero Paez. He gives that.
He gives that.
I was sitting next to Yaelin, and she literally was my ringside announcer the whole fight. Oh, his chest is down half an inch. He's tired. Look at his left. Look at.
I don't believe that Yaelin would never speak. Like, stop.
Yo, she literally.
My beef with Maximo is that I'm a gatekeeper. Not a gatekeeper. I just have an eye the same way Vic has an ear for music.
Yeah.
I have an eye
She can call it early.
What about?
And, yeah.
So what about Mieletti? What do we have?
Letty has everything. Like, she has all her senses out.
Yeah.
You do too. Like, when it comes to comedy, you know, you don't have nothing.
Wow.
You have nothing. You're a Roma Cartera. You are a Roma Cartera. You're pickpocket my shit.
That is a lie.
Yaelin, before you move on, let me please play this because I love this. So Yaelin is up early on a lot of stuff. Yaelin loves the sport.
It's
she does
creepy.
A lot of sports,
yes.
But she can tell you what's going to be hot before it's hot. And from what I've gathered, she had went to Maximo like, hey, this kid's going to be hot. Like, we should get him on. And Maximo's like, yeah. Right?
Look at me, Maximo. Look at
That's
me.
That's a lie.
Maximo, I have messages.
Show me.
Yeah. I will.
Show me.
I'll show you his post.
Once he saw the ATM Danny and
it's
thing
been
connect.
Happening. It's
no,
been
no, but once
yeah.
he saw was like, oh, let me connect. And now Maximo's like, hey, there's this guy. So imagine Yaelin.
I hit her up because she had talked about it.
Let me talk about it real quick. Imagine Yaelin, who's been telling him, hey look at this, and then it once he says, you guys look at how amazing, she's like, motherfucker, I've been telling you.
So that to me it wasn't like that. To me it was more like, I think I told like Vic maybe like right before September, I said, fool, he's gonna fight at MSG. And then I told Letty like maybe like 8 months ago, this fool's not no prospect no more, he's a contender.
Yeah.
He's a contender, maybe a year out. And nobody gave a fuck about him. And I felt like, fuck.
But you want to know why, fool? Because we're all not as knowledgeable when it comes to boxing
as
you.
And it happens. And like, then I seen the ATM Danny stuff maybe right before that MSG fight. And I was just like, Maximo, get him that Eddie Guerrero. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did tell me. But it was like that play had already been happening. But then when we talked about it, it was like, oh, damn.
Right.
We did like the Spider-Man.
It was and that then, Spider-Man.
It was like
and
the Spider-Man.
And then I got butt hurt.
She got butt hurt. It wasn't because of that.
And then I asked him.
For a photo.
I asked him, get me a photo. I've done, I pulled so much and
I
feel
like.
I think
that she would deserve a photo because
for sure.
She put us all up on it. She's excited about it. If I know you're like a fan of an up and coming rapper, I'm going to make sure to like.
Yeah, fact, you caught Tom Kennedy for me.
Yes.
Machismo and I had beef on Saturday.
Machismo.
So all you wanted was a photo.
I wanted.
Yes. He was changing.
And you know what he did
so
after?
On,
right after.
I was like,
Icon walked in and I was like, oh, they're probably all like da 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 da. Icon's like, you should have just walked in with me. And I was like,
but hey,
did Icon get a photo?
He got a video, and ATM Danny got a video.
But he was getting dressed. I'm not gonna be like, hey, come in when someone's getting dressed.
You don't have to. You could say, hey, in a few minutes, I got this homegirl outside. She's a big fan. She put me up on you.
Never in my life.
I say, we take a vote.
And you know
what?
And then I texted him because I had ATM Danny's glasses, and I said, this is how I'm gonna get my photo, and this is how I'm gonna get in. I'm gonna text Maximo. Bye. Leaving. See you Tuesday. Kid you not. Seconds later.
Oh yeah. That's how he got him.
Yo.
I swear. Listen. His friend Jeff was outside. He's like, I don't think he's going to come out even if you text him. I said, watch. Watch.
It wasn't
back.
Like that.
She
called
back.
You a fucking roba cartera.
It wasn't like that.
You're a fucking
roba. Maximo's like, what? Fuck me, though.
No.
We're besties until like
that moment. That
it was the photo, yeah.
Until that photo came
I'm going to get her a photo. It's fine.
No, I don't
need I'll
it.
Get you a photo.
I don't need it no more.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, man, shout out the homie from Boyle Heights, Omar Trinidad.
He's now in the top ranking.
He's top ranking.
Man,
I'll
shock that fool.
No, and then he'll
talk
you out.
No, and he's like a peso pluma. Like, he literally is.
He does the peso pluma dance.
Yeah, he does.
Is that for 126?
A lot of the featherweights.
He's 28.
He's 128?
He's 126.
He's 126.
He's 126. So
a lot of the featherweights are the more exciting fights because they're more, like, they move around more.
Talk, that punch is scary, dog.
It is. And then he fractured his jaw.
The other guy's jaw.
We saw him.
He fractured the other guy's jaw.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's, you know, obviously the. This company isn't like one of the biggest, right? It's still doing this thing, but the dude got carted off where this fool was getting dressed.
Yeah. What do you mean got carted off?
Everything, lost. Like all like the dressing room is all in one area. Yeah. No one has their own dressing room. It's a Commerce Casino, so it's not really built for something like that. So they kind of they do with like a cortina.
Like tents.
Yeah.
Kind of like
So imagine you're in a stretcher like going to like the ambulance.
And he's the last
and the fool that
getting
got you
carted out, and this fool right here that beat you is getting dressed with the belt, and you're just like not trying to look.
Yeah.
Broken jaw.
Not only
fractured
that
jaw.
But when they cart you out, they don't take you through the back. They're taking you through the casino.
Well, that's the point. That's kind of the point of the marketing. Like, everybody gets their pictures. It's dying.
And then he's out with an ice pack, and his girl is picking up, like, headbands that says Team Perez off the floor.
Yeah.
And it's
crazy.
Sad, but you know, that's what boxing is.
That's boxing.
You sometimes you win, sometimes you
lose. Okay, this is my thing, right? The boxers, like hypothetically speaking, if I get knocked out in front of my biddy, like in real life, I'm going to be embarrassed. Is it the same way in boxing?
For sure.
Yeah. There's stories where Fernando Vargas' sons were like, does Oscar have a son? I want to beat up his son, because you feel that like your ego is tested and so does your family.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting for it.
Even this dude after this punch, I think
he got up.
He should have stayed down for a few seconds, gathered himself.
Yeah.
He jumped up right away.
And then he tilted.
It's just
adrenaline.
Yeah, seconds after, round was over. To lose. All of that's mixed into what's going on in that.
I mean, everything was on the line. But that
punch looked scary.
Yaelin called it.
Yeah.
I did.
She called it.
Was
like KO?
No, I said round.
Yeah, she knew.
I knew the round. I literally was like, Maximo, this is the round where we're going to know if this is the next round.
Yeah.
If the round
dog, look at his jaw, fool.
Because overall, it was a fairly even fight.
It was, because the first two rounds, Omar was dominating. The next two, Jose was very adamant.
Jose's the fool we're going for?
No.
We're going for Omar.
So Perez dominated the next two. Yeah. Then he didn't allow himself to get that momentum up. He stopped. Omar took over and then
knocked his ass out. Well, Omar, I mean, well, Jose, te mandaron a la verga, wey.
It's true.
Yaelin, we appreciate you.
Thank you. Maximo, I love you, Maximo. Yeah, and I told Maximo that I was going to rob him. And I told him I was going to rob him.
By the way, Santiana has been commenting on all my skits.
He's like, hey,
he's tapped in.
Yeah,
I fuck with him.
He's totally tapped in.
I feel like when we first met him, maybe he like wasn't really familiar. But now, like, I see him liking my posts and shit. He's cool.
That's one thing we could give San Diego. I forgot his last name.
Who's the beast?
Sorry.
His last name is Santian.
I can't even pronounce my own last name.
Real quick, shout out everybody that was in Phoenix for the Munguia Ryder fight.
Oh,
amazing. It was the first time I saw like a Phoenix crowd. They're fucking rowdy as fuck. I want to say like 4 or 5 fights in the stands by the time the main event hit, right?
I get what you're saying. It's like, feels like if an immigrant and a Trump supporter had a baby. That people in Arizona.
Arizona's a red state.
Arizona's a really big.
But they were turning up and I was so surprised because they filled out the Footprint Center. That's where the Suns play. They filled it up and then there was a fight before.
I seen it in the stands.
Hold on, wait.
Did you see that one?
No. But I know there was fights in the
stands. Dude, they were squabbling.
But there was an actual fight. A boxer that I fuck with, his name is Darius, and he was fighting another boxer, but they call it phone booth fighting where they're tall and they're just like kind of hugging each other. Like it's almost like they're grappling, but you don't see it from the stands. So all the stand seat is hugging. So they're booing, they're pissed, they're annoyed.
Mad.
This fight is taking too long. To them, there's no action, right? And there was some drunk fools and they started trying to do the wave because they were so bored. You just see like a group of drunk fools like, oh, and then no one doing it. But then it caught on and I have never in my life seen the wave at a boxing match. I want to get, but I have to log on to DAZN to get the footage. I'm going to try to get it so we could put it here. But literally the guys are boxing. Imagine you're fucking fighting for your life and then the whole arena is just doing a fucking wave. And then when you do the wave, everybody's like, woo! And like, are they cheering for me or they were just booing? It's like, no, these motherfuckers are just being drunk and fucking doing the wave.
And you know what? And you know what? Doing the wave, it comes with a lot of great things. You know, you build bond with your fellow members, but also a lot of things get spilled. During waves,
because
people have open beers. I don't know how they do it at the Footprint Arena, but like
I don't think it's ever happened at the Footprint Arena until that day.
usually when you're at a game, you're already drunk. So and usually they put your beer into a cup. Mm-hmm. So imagine getting up real fast. You're a boxer fan. You've never done the wave at a boxer game.
That's crazy.
So you.
Yeah.
Not falling on somebody or the chips or nachos.
Probably part of the fights.
Everybody in a that's there for boxing is ready to like fight themselves.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just the energy that it attracts.
Yeah,
like,
see, but
nobody better step on my shoes.
I don't like about the energy because I'm like, dog, we're not all professionals like you fools.
Yeah.
Like the fools be walking in there with their whole camp like dick. Like
it's human shit.
Wait, the Ryan one, you brought us against Fortuna.
Yeah.
We saw two fights get happen.
Yes.
At the Arizona one, the homie recorded some fools getting down in the stands. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're squabbling. It's not like a regular junk fight. It's like drunk professionals.
In Phoenix, do they also dress up how they do like in Vegas and all the other fights?
For sure.
Yeah. They dress up really nice.
Okay.
There was a girl that stopped me when we had left the Footprint Center and we were looking for somewhere to eat. And her name is Rosario. I remember you because I remember them. And she was like, dude, Leti, I fucking love you.
She has some nice bazookas.
Yeah. I took a photo with her. I put on my stories. I'll show you right now.
Oh, nice.
Because she said, say hi to Duno. That's in her caption. She, let me show
you now. I said it reposted.
But she was there with a dude, so
it's all right. I probably don't know how to box like me, though. You don't know I know JoJo Diaz, and I think Ryan knows me. But
what I thought was cool is she's like, I came here like hoping I would meet you. Like,
oh, she's the one that posted the peniches?
No,
oh, that was somebody else.
But like, even if I don't, see, even if I don't see like the boxing or whatever, as long as I see you, and then it was already over. But who, like, it was just destiny that the same way we were walking, we met up with her. We took a flick with her. She used to live out here. She listens to us now, being in Phoenix, and it helps her feel like low key vibes of LA. But look at the end; it said, "Tell Duno I say hi."
I love Letty Brownback Pod Part 106 meeting her healed little LA. So she's so sweet. So I had a Duno with the this face, like that she's shy. What it do?
But all like just even seeing,
nah, that's dope, dope.
Even
super
seeing
dope.
The crowd, probably one of my favorite boxing crowds that I've seen.
Hey, I was gonna say one thing about Phoenix is they're gonna show out to prove to people that they're alive, like
that
this.
They're like, and I've been to boxing matches in Houston, in Vegas,
but
out
Phoenix
here.
Popped out. That's
cool. No, out here, you know, it's still the vibes. It's already we're bougie, we're bad and bougie.
Yeah.
At Vegas too, like people like are they know what it is, but like. Like Phoenix, they were happy.
That's
they were
dope.
They were having their own party. Like they loved that they were there. Locally.
Everybody I know from Phoenix that like either does big clubs or big promoters or something like that, they were all at the fight.
Probably. Yeah.
They were all at the fight. They were all at the fight.
And just to touch a little bit about the fight, because I don't bore you guys either. Ryder had fought Canelo in Guadalajara. He lost to Canelo. But
which was Ryder, the one that lost against Munguia. Yeah. I'm terrible with names.
But that's why I want you to know the story. Yeah. So Ryder is a Brit, and he low-key looks like Canelo, but brunette. Like he has the whole ripped. Yeah, he looks like very stocky.
Yeah.
He fought Canelo, and Canelo went back to Guadalajara to do that big old show, like at his boxing, and people kind of judge it because Canelo didn't knock him out. It wasn't like a for sure win. Yeah. Like he won, but did he really win?
But also he was at home and shit like that.
Yeah, they expected more. So now Munguia fights him. Munguia is someone that wants to fight Canelo that people are saying like they should fight and all of that. So he ends up fighting Ryder and does more damage than
Canelo did to Ryder.
Like really bad damage, like dropping him and dropping them. They had to stop the fight. Like literally his corner stopped the fight. The ref didn't see because he was checking on him, but they had to ring the bell to stop the fight because he was just getting just worked
by
Munguia.
The crowd was
fucking turning up. It was so insane.
Munguia's Mexican.
Munguia's Mexican from TJ. Like the TJ story is Munguia. Baby mama from Hong Kong. Like literally what you're doing work in the in
baby
the boxing,
mama from Hong Kong.
Like all of that.
What did I do? She got hungry.
Probably. Bro, the family that was there, I was like, oh yeah, this vibe.
See, this is my thing, dog. Yeah. Like being a comedian, our vagina ratio is not as crazy as these fools.
Like he just
the food just beating the shit out of him. Munguia, his last name is hard.
Yeah, Munguia. And he's super tight. We interviewed him, Vic.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's really cool. He likes gaming.
He wants to get down, fool. Like, chill, dig your
knuckles. He's waiting. And doesn't he look like Canelo? But a little bit, just brunette.
Oh, pobrecita, that fool. He's a Brit in Arizona. Fuck, take no one their way.
Mira, nomás ahí le va dando.
Damn, this is
connected. Like, he just, it's over.
Hard.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah.
This reminds me of a fight I went to.
Ooh. I don't get it. Stop fucking making fun of Alexis Rocha, man.
I want to hug that fool, dog. I want to hug him very hard and tell him.
He's such a sweet, humble
everything's
guy from
gonna
the OC.
Be all right.
Yeah.
But that, dog, you know what I'm saying? Dog, my dog Gio, he be commenting on my shit. That's my perro.
Yeah, he does.
He won us over.
He's dog,
no, it's
but hey, if he ever fights you, he's not going to respect you as a friend. He's just going to go ahead and
you know what?
That's what showed me something about Gio. Like, you respect love, but like, Rocha was his homie, and look what he did to him.
Nah, look, we were drunk this weekend. Me and I were just chopping. I was like, oh, yeah, I like this at this fight. And then the homie Andy, he was with me, and we're all drunk, and he's like, hey, low-key fool, that fool was sucking that fool really hard.
Like,
the homie would just bring up shit out. And he's like, that shit hurt,
it
huh,
was
fool?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Like, but he got hit here, and then you just see the sweat in the end, like, just pop up in the fucking air.
That's the best part for photos, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Like, catching the droplets of sweat. Yeah, so that was crazy. But shout out Munguia. That sets the tone. Everyone was fucking excited. It just feels really exciting.
Latino's taking over.
Yeah.
Latino, the boxing world is growing. Yeah. I love it. I like seeing the fact that the boxing world is like allowing, like these are the fights that we do want to highlight.
And essentially, because,
you know, obviously, like, you get like the money grabber ones and like the influence and shit, which is I get it, it's cool, you know.
Right,
fighting's
right.
Fighting's all these sports.
But then it's like the pros at this, like once you see the combat of it or like the real like the scrap, Like, that shit is, it makes you love it again. Because I think innately as humans, that's the longest running sport. Motherfuckers fighting each other.
Like, since caveman. Yeah.
So you got to see that. And I think just primitively in our bodies, we're just fucking turned up.
Yeah. So I like the fact that, how you said it was sold out.
Yeah.
So you like seeing the fact that real boxing fights are still getting the attention that they deserve.
Yeah.
And social media has a big part to do with it. I've seen Golden
Boys. People are paying hard money.
Yeah, and they're like, bro, we want to see this fool squabble it out. Like,
Eddie Hearn was there. Eddie Hearn is just this tall Englishman, British dude. He used to be with Canelo. If you see him, you're going to know. Like, just the most...
Boxing legend.
Yeah, but it's
the fool with the glasses?
No. Can you Google Eddie Hearn? But he's like a tall man. I took a photo of him and he bent down. He looks very British.
Damn, Mike.
It's okay. But all the guys were like, he's beautiful. And like Anthony and them, they're like, dude, he's just talking to me and I'm melted. And I'm like, but it's like one of those, like if you ever meet like an actor that is like, oh my God, like, and then he's just talking, that's Eddie Hearn.
Oh, he is beautiful.
Yes.
He has kind eyes.
But he was there because he was with the writer. And it was just like, wow, like you just see him watching the fight and everyone's just watching him like, oh.
I was watching Ryder get an ass
beat. 007.
Yes. Yeah.
He does.
Like in real life.
Yeah, but I want that fool to be my detective.
Hey, yo.
Like, Rafa.
Anthony's like, he smells like heaven. I'm like, okay.
Anthony, your leg.
Rafa.
I'm like, hey! Anyway.
Shout out them.
Okay.
Can we talk about the fight this weekend?
What? Just say it.
Your friend is fighting this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, can I talk about it real quick?
Yes.
Okay. And then we'll get into it.
Cool. I want to go.
Deirdre, my friend Deirdre, the police officer.
Yeah.
She's going to be the main event at the LAPD versus LASD versus LAFD fight.
Maybe I don't want
to
go.
I think this is people should go to these fights.
I knew they were gangs.
Oh, see? It's where the police.
We're going to cut that out. They're going to come get us.
It's where the police fight the sheriff's department and then the fire department.
Oh my God. They do this in New York with the hockey games. Remember, they do it. And in New York. So these fools are going to get down.
Yes. But my friend Deirdre, she's going to be the main event, and she's going to fight a sheriff. This is a sheriff she's going to fight, and this is Deirdre.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn. Fuck that sheriff. Team Deirdre.
But I feel like if people knew that you can actually watch them fight each other, you're going to be like, what the fuck, I'm there.
Beat the cop. You know?
Damn.
That's really cool. I'm going to be there. Shout out to my friend Deirdre.
They're like promoting it?
They want people. It's like a charity type of thing. It's Saturday, February 3rd, so this Saturday, at the LA County Sheriff's Training Facility on Eastern Avenue in LA.
Can you go there if you have a felony?
Dude, ringside is just $50.
Wow. Hey, I'll be turned up ringside?
Do we have a Golden Boys plug for that?
No.
We have a police plug for that. Fuck? Yeah, they fight each other.
Okay.
Dude. And I'm going for her, but I'm sure the dudes fight each other.
I would be nervous in there.
Me too.
Because everybody has like adrenaline and everybody's strapped.
Yeah.
I would just... I would feel like I have like a weapon or drugs on me, even though I won't.
I will make sure. Hey, if you go, make sure you're
hands down. Oh shit!
Hey, make sure your tags aren't expired if you go.
It's a sting operation.
Yeah,
they just want us all there.
Damn, you got a misdemeanor. The door's
that
way.
The fuck? They better not be selling alcohol.
They could, right?
That's like shooting crabs in a barrel.
Oh,
because
people are going to dip.
Yeah, they're going to walk over.
The same cops fighting are going to stop you?
If I go, I want a drink.
Yeah.
Damn, fufus can't do cocaine in the bathroom?
They could.
Unless they share.
With the sheriff.
Share with the sheriff?
Smoking loud, the firefighters are there.
I feel like the firefighters, everyone's going to root for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the fucking coolest food of all time. They save cats and shit.
All right,
they save cats.
But police officers hate the fire department is what I
learned. That's why it's so cool, because they're going
to... LAPD versus LASD versus LAFD.
Yeah.
Saturday, February. Maybe LASD shouldn't be...
They should do a Royal Rumble.
A Legacy of Legends. Holy shit.
A Royal Rumble
would be sick.
LA Coast Sheriff's Training Facility on Eastern Avenue in Los Angeles. So I think it's in East LA. I mean, I think it's in...
I want them to live stream.
It's like the... I call it the Parque de los Patos.
I
don't know what that means.
Let's see, you're going to go see your homegirl squad?
Yeah, I have to fucking...
And she's the main event.
She's the main event,
Go Deirdre.
Yeah, go Deirdre.
Dog,
she's really good. Y'all think valley, I'm tripping.
Bro. No. I met her, dog. She's very...
She's from Echo Park. She's from Echo Park, but she polices the valley.
Oh, so they're fighting
we're claiming her.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they're fighting by City Terrace. Yeah, by City Terrace.
Parque de los Patos.
I don't call it that, but I say City Terrace.
Yeah. If you go, just Uber.
I hope check at the door. It's actually really cool. Like, I've been to one before, and I was like, that's
super for nice. For the sections? Yeah. For VIP tables? Hey, they bring out a sign for the police?
Yeah. Hey, the sheriffs probably will, because they hate each other, yeah. You guys.
The what about the girls that hold the numbers?
The ring girls? They're probably going to be there.
Is it
going
to be police officers?
Police officers?
Mrs. Officers?
Mrs. Officers? Yeah, but they should have Little Wayne perform.
Walk them out. Let's hit up with Little Wayne and walk out Deirdre.
I really want to see
making fun of her because don't make fun of her.
No. Hey, fool, she's bad.
Yeah, she's going to kill it. Yeah. She's going to be great.
That's dope.
I was talking about her looks, but yeah, that too, yeah.
This is the only police brutality we condone.
I know.
Is them going in on each other. Dog. Dude, look at the sheriff, though, that she's fighting.
Dog, I know. And see, if I don't like the sheriff has this hat on.
That hat. That hat feels
she
very...
She looks mean as shit.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Dog, oh, yeah, I'd let her handcuff me. Thing.
I'd let her handcuff
no,
me.
No, that's really? Scary. That's nah. The op.
Just kidding. This,
he took that one back. Yeah. Don't make me show them how she looks.
No.
Yeah, show.
No.
Mr. Gonzalez. You're just kidding. Shout out there.
Crazy.
Shout out, dog.
And then look at Deirdre. Then swipe to Deirdre.
How did she let you know?
Girl. Oh.
Yeah.
She's just like, hey, I'm about
to
get...
That lady looks mean.
Yeah.
I know. I
the other lady looks like... She's like a county sheriff.
And she looks like a principal. Usually
and then look
too.
At Dre. She looks great.
Yeah, fuck. They're going to squabble it out, dog. There's some
that's
shit right
tight.
Here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's happening on Saturday. I'll be
dog, are they promoting
they're fighting
like on
at 1:35.
You know what? Maybe I would love to live stream provide some production.
Live stream.
For live stream the fight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
He can't go.
He can't go.
In exchange for a get out of jail free
pass. Man, let's clap it up for Deirdre.
Yeah.
Squabbling decision.
Let's go, Deirdre.
Yeah. All right.
I know that those situations are not the best people. I get we have so much animosity towards the cops and stuff, but just seeing Deirdre, like, she's one of us, and to allow her, like, be that space and be influential there, it's like, that's how you create the change. Like, we gotta become cops in order to change the way cops police us and stuff like that.
That's fact.
Yeah, and like, essentially, like, we all were raised how we were raised, essentially, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But, like, we've met her before, and that's her career. Mm-hmm. That's what she decided to do, and... You gotta like salute for what she loves to do. Yeah. And when we meet her, she's a fucking great person.
Oh, yeah.
She's dope. I've seen her.
She's a Raider fan?
She's a fucking huge Raider fan. Mm. Her man's a big ass cholote too.
Yeah, super brocha.
And then I said, get the strap.
And that's it. And then I think even like Letty lives in the most quietest neighborhood we know. So I think even the cops go, she walks out like, hey, fool, we're homies, dog.
Yeah, we good.
We good. All right, fine. I got this in here.
Yeah.
All right, homito. High five.
Todo controlado.
You know, so shout out her.
Yeah.
And hopefully she wins.
And she honestly, the homie JP is from the
JP
projects
Murals.
In Pacoima, JP Murals. And he's always said that they're just one of those people that has always looked out for the community.
Yeah, and
the dudes
she'll
growing
be make
up
sure
there,
to
so.
Come out, talk to the kids, like not be really on them like that or crazy. And like that's how I met them because he was like, hey, there's these guys that drew something for you from the projects. Do you want
long
go?
Time ago, one
like
of the
I'll go take. And that's how I met JP Murals because he had drawn.
Yeah.
Big A1A okay. Shit. Big A1A shit over there.
And then speaking of gangs, shout out to Niner Gang.
Oh.
What? That's a lot of our... Look at...
It's fucking only Sosa.
The
get
Niners
out of here, bro.
Have made it to the Super Bowl this year, okay?
I guess we got
to
clap it up for our California team.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So are we rooting, as a podcast, are we rooting for the Niners or are we rooting for the Chiefs?
I want them to both lose.
Yeah, me too. I want the cable to go out.
Like that one time in Atlanta. Where, like, the shit just went off, or, like, the whole stadium lost power.
But then the Patriots came back and won.
Yes, bro.
Or to get snowed in.
They fixed the script.
Dead ass. Yeah. So 28-3.
My thing is, like, I don't know, fuck. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You don't know why I don't give a fuck? Because I'm a prize pick. Use code Duno, and I like to see everybody. You like that one, man?
Yes.
I actually won some money.
Shut up, man.
Yeah.
You have to double your deposit using code Duno. Turn $5 into $5 million.
Honestly, that's crazy. But if you did want to go to the Super Bowl, you can get them at SeatGeek. Use your code BROWNBAG to get 20% off your first purchase.
We have that? Stupid.
But honestly, if you really want to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, shout out SeatGeek. Yeah.
Shout out to SeatGeek.
If you really want to go to the Super Bowl, get your gear at Sacred.
Yeah. Or if you really want to win tickets to go with Lex to the Super Bowl, hit up Anthony.
But if you're going to have a long commute, you're going to have to just listen to us exclusively on Spotify.
You're so
okay,
dumb. So. And if you happen to get into any accidents or injuries, make
call
sure you hit up Esther the lawyer.
Yes, absolutely. It's a crazy windy road out there.
And
be
if
careful.
You're hungry, get some Kelly wings.
Oh, you're so Which is red. We need to come up with catching.
I need a NASCAR jacket.
Yeah.
Wait, do we have the Siki?
Yeah.
If you didn't catch the
shout
joke.
Shout out Siki. Yeah. Please.
If you didn't catch the joke, those are all the sponsors.
But no, we actually have a Siki one.
So I know.
We want tickets to the Super Bowl.
I knew that, bro. I don't know why you didn't know that.
You know, sometimes I'd be confusing shit. Shout out Siki. Use code Brownback if you want to go to the Super Bowl. I saw that it was $55,000, but at Siki, they might be about $10, 15, 20% less if you use code Brownback.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. If the tickets are $55,000, 20% off is a shitload.
Yeah, that is,
you know,
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Save. Code Brownback.
Yeah. Code Brownback at SeatGeek. Make sure you guys tap in.
That's
our
right.
link and all everything you need will be in our description.
Yeah.
Jose, while we're talking about all of this, make sure that's the biggest.
Nothing pops up. It's just going to be you guys looking stupid like
Jose, SeatGeek. Seat fucking geek.
Yeah.
Geekity fuck. Shout out SeatGeek. They fuck with Brownback and we fuck with SeatGeek.
We fuck with them right. back.
Get your tickets. Yeah. Using SeatGeek. Code Brownback.
Yeah.
Code Brownback.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And shout out to our 49er homies.
Shout out Soso.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And all the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah.
I have to shout them
out. Oh, yeah, they love. Big, yeah, they love.
And but speaking of football, look, our Brown Pride this week goes to the new
head coach
of the Carolina Panthers, okay? Dave Canales.
Yeah.
He's from L.A. He was born in Harbor City. He went to Carson High, went to El Camino College, coached there, coached at USC under Pete Carroll. Then he went to the Seahawks. And recently, he was with the Bucks as the offensive coordinator, and now he has his own team.
He looks like Jesus the trainer.
That's him in a couple years.
Yeah.
Sure.
This fool is the first Mexican-American to ever be a head coach of the National Football League. Wow. Football team.
I'm not 100% sure about that.
First Mexican-American.
Mexican-American,
yes.
Okay, all right.
I looked it up. I looked it up.
Okay.
I saw him tweet. I saw a tweet by
Wolf. He's doubting you, but I'm not doubting
It's because
you.
There was a coach for the Raiders. His name was Art Flores. I'm not sure if he was Mexican.
He was probably Mexican-American, but he's the first head coach.
Can we Google who Art Flores is or what?
Head
Art
coach.
Flores. And then we also had Ron Rivera. I don't know his ethnicity, but his last name is Rivera. So. Right.
Well, Dave Canales, did you say he was from Harbor City?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carson? Yeah, he's
Azusa Pacific College?
I just don't know that there might have been some that came in the past.
Yeah, like, but Duno read something online, so it's probably true.
Okay.
What did you read, Duno?
Either way, Mexican prosperity, baby.
Yes.
Mexican prosperity.
No. Excellence.
Excellence
right there.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's the first. Obviously, there's probably been other coaches, maybe a special team, maybe defense coordinator, maybe offense. But he's the first head coach, Mexican-American. Yeah.
This one you know has a, like, frijoles and nopales.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
that you know
that. Yeah, but this is probably going to throw the chancla at his players.
Yes. He has Vicks Vaporub on his chest during games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First Mexican-American second. Head coach.
It says second.
Oh.
Latino head coach in Panthers history.
Oh, Latino.
Following Rivera.
Oh, in Panthers history. Because Ron Rivera was
probably
with the
Latino,
Panthers.
But not Mexican.
And then his parents immigrated in the 1990s from Mexico.
Yeah, but Duno's saying Mexican, not just Latino.
You might be right. Because like I said, I didn't know Art Flores' ethnicity, but I just know that he had his last name.
This is Filipino. Ron Rivera.
Oh, he's Filipino.
Which they were conquered by the Spaniard, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Well, fuck it. There's a Mexican leading some shit. I forgot already was
funny. Right. No, you might be right.
Yeah,
pretty sure. Yeah.
What's his name?
Dave Canales.
Dave Canales.
Canales.
Wow. He looks like Chicharito. Doesn't he?
Chicharito
and Jesus the trainer. Crazy in Guadalajara. Oh, let's clap it up for that. You've got your peoples back.
That's right.
Fuck Chicharito.
Oh, Chicharito. Oh. Chivas!
Yeah.
Woo! Yelin's pissed because she's an America fan.
Yeah, for the Army people.
Crema. Crema's not yellow, dog. I hate that they say they're color crema.
Yeah.
She's mad.
Hey, dog, did you guys see my story of the homie Peasy arguing with the homegirl?
No.
She's like, one fucking season, dog. And that fool was like, shut the fuck up. Aww. And they were getting into it all drunk. But
he's an America fan.
And then Pete was like, Aguilita, putos. Aguilita. And then she was like,
that fool gets passionate. Fuck.
And I'm like, hey, dog, it's not that fucking. Somebody gifted me a Chivas in the Bay, a Chivas shorts. And I was showing the homie Pete, and he's like, fuck, that's not even cool, dick.
Aww.
Like, usually the homie's like,
super offended. Like, he's serious about it.
I'm like, they're just shorts to me. He's like, nah, that don't matter, fool. Like, don't wear that shit. That's weird.
That shit runs deeper than, like, if somebody has a football team, it's always, like, fake beef, right? The Mexican-American soccer league is real beef.
Yeah.
It's not. It's no game.
I didn't know that, and I wish somebody told me before. I got into that before I wore a jersey, and all the comments were talking shit to me. Or
once again, he set you up for failure.
Yeah, you set me up, dog.
Damn. No, I just wanted a picture. I had talked to her dad. Her dad said he was
my
Chivas
dad is
fan.
A Chivas fan. See? So I'm okay riding because my dad's a Chivas fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did not expect
Chivista.
Yeah, I didn't expect the gangbanging on my fucking post about Puma. Like, it was not, like, it was a shoot for the shoes.
Yeah.
And he put me in a jersey, and then all hell broke.
You should check. Comments. It probably hasn't stopped. I'm sure there's, like, new comments every day.
Yeah. But fuck it, I'm a ride.
Yeah, yeah. And especially because, one, you look good in red.
Yeah.
Woo. And two,
it's a good red and blue
vibe. Maximo spoke to your father.
Yeah, he didn't. He's like.
Well, I mean, he knew, right?
Yeah, he knew.
Anyways, what?
But shout out Chicharito.
Shout out Chicharito going back. Hit the little crazy balls. And let's get into rate the Ranfla, because we are. Leticia got a new Ranfla, so let's rate these Ranfla. Have they dirtied it yet?
Okay, the kids. No, thank goodness.
Your fucking kids are fucking clippers?
Yeah.
Fuck, I see that.
Hold on, there's so much. Hold on.
I seen the walkout from Morito. The walkaway.
Is going to retire us.
Yo.
He was balling.
This is his first U Sports. His first game. He has a highlight clip. Like, he already has a highlight clip.
That shit was
so him. What Jorge was telling me, because I was in Phoenix at the time. Jorge was telling me that Jorgito was getting upset at his team. They're all taller than him, and they were throwing the ball at each other, and no one was passing it to him.
So that foot took it and scored.
And Jorgito, like, if you see the clip, he took it from his own teammate. He came right in it. He went around, and he's just a good ball handler. Like, he's really good at that. And then he pops around.
Yeah, the shot was clean.
Just stays put, turns around, kind of like nothing, low-key Kobe vibes. Yes. And then he's like, dude, this is the shit. And then he starts jumping up and down. But that's really it.
It was like he did it before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like in a game, like
he's
he was poised.
He's got it in him. And yeah. I got to tell you, like, even when COVID was happening and when I would work, or like me and Jorge had like kind of split the babies up to see where one would go to work, where one would stay home.
Yeah.
He would always take Jorgito with him to the gym and watch him play ball.
I remember. I saw it.
Look at the walk away. Damn, but he got all happy. Even that photo, like, I need Jorge took a photo of that photo like this, and it looks like beautiful, like an NBA photo of like Kobe celebrating.
Imagine all the parents and fucking Jorge.
I see it happening now. It's
very Kawhi Leonard like.
It's gonna be stop it.
So stupid.
It's gonna be a commercial. This is gonna be like the beginning of a commercial for Nike.
Straight pod George style.
And it's gonna go like this. It's gonna start here. Shoots James the Harden. Basket, and then he's in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, transitions.
Yeah. It's gonna happen, and that's, I just have to be like, the fucking Lakers don't have anything in no league or anything.
I know, because they're too rich. They don't care about the community.
Yeah, they don't
shut the bro, don't say that, bro.
But what trips me out is one really likes it, and the other one's there just to play. Like, for if you vibes. Give Luis the ball, he's holding it, and he's traveling around the world. Like, he's just running around. Like, he's just there for the vibes. But Jorgito's freaking passionate. Like,
I love
driven.
You know why I like this? Because he's having fun now, but little does he know he's going to be only 5'5".
Okay, but that's okay because Isaiah Thomas is short.
Jorge told me.
JJ Barrera.
JJ Barrera.
How tall is Jorge? 6 feet?
6 feet. Something.
Yeah. If he's 6 feet, dude, he can make the NBA.
He's
good. He can be like a Jose Alvarado.
Jorge is 6 feet and his mom 4'1".
I'm 4'11 and a half, you fucking bitch, okay?
he could be like, you know, Jose Alvarado.
You know what?
He's like 6 feet.
I'm going to pull up to the game in my suit that Clipper Darryl's making me.
Maximo, shut the fuck up. Anyway, rate the Ranfla.
Yeah.
Let's get into rate the Ranfla.
Shout out to my baby Clippers. And shout out him.
You know why? Because he's enjoying the fucking sports shit. I think that's dope.
I like that. I like the team building and all of that.
And also, I can only imagine Jorge just with a bunch of cameras in the corner, and everybody's like, we're looking at him. And
look at this photo, though. And Vic showed me this. It looks like he's floating.
Yes, bro.
He has the ball, and he's like, he's dribbling.
That was handling pretty well. Yeah.
Jorgito's good.
No, yeah.
And the blue looks the way nicer than yellow or purple would look on him.
Bro, what's Maximo. Up with this food, dog? Shut the fuck. Can we go to the first rate that I'm flying?
Yes, let's go to first rate that I'm flying. So it's like a cardboard.
Cardboard body kit,
additions,
basically.
Yeah.
And this is essentially supposed to be like a Nissan Skyline GTR. And I said that just because I'm reading the caption, not because I know what they were
trying to say. What that means?
But these cars, there's a name for these cars. What's the name for it?
Hoopties?
No.
Nissan
Altima? It's like, there's like this whole gang about like the fools that drive like
hot rods? Because it has a little thing on the top?
I don't know. I'm terrible. This is why I don't do cars.
Cars and coffee, car spotting?
But this is just stupid.
It's just the driver makes me feel upset.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty funny though.
He looks like a little dicky.
Yeah. And where is that?
It's probably somewhere in fucking South Carolina.
He's just regularly driving by. With cardboard.
Oh, you can see by the license plate. Oh, His license plate is cardboard.
Of course.
What does the license plate say?
Fuck
what's
him.
The, what's the press dot? Like, what does it read?
Suit 735.
Or suck?
This suck. Fucking car is
I think
so,
it says suck. Three,
I fucking hate this car.
Suck
fuck 365. This
yeah.
Fuck this fool. Fuck so his car. Yeah.
And then
his
he
cardboard.
Put. And then he put a Honda emblem
over
on
his car.
Emblem.
What a fucking idiot!
Oh my
giving
God.
This shit a zero.
Fuck,
fuck
you.
This guy.
Zero. Because there are people that have definitely modified their cars not using yeah. car parts. Like, and they've been more creative. So.
Yeah. Yeah fuck yeah. this guy. Mm-hmm. This guy's a dick.
Yeah.
Zero.
All right. What are the next ones? Eh? Go to the next one of Red Ron Flaw. Oh, all right.
Spotted Monster Prius. What? They found Angie's man? I'm kidding.
Oh, shit. I like this. This is cool.
He ain't fucking around. And it's fuel efficient.
Yep.
Damn, that's hard.
That
this
tight.
Is player, fool.
Low
what's
key?
At the top? That's is it hard. Like a taxi?
Pizza Hut? Papa John's.
Papa John's.
No way.
It just needs a shark fin.
Your pizza pulls up in that. You got a tip. You got
dog,
a tip.
This is
you know
sick,
that shit
fool.
Is fresh.
Then the fool goes off riding in his Prius?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, now that makes it like an SUV damn near.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a hatchback SUV. It's like.
Yeah. How much more do you think his insurance went up?
I fuck with it. They did like, not tell their
it's
insurance.
It's so tight. Yeah. It's someone in a Tesla recording it. Because watching it pulls out, you see the Tesla little.
Oh, yeah.
The Tesla, why the fuck did I think of this?
Yeah.
Literally, that's what a Tesla, that's what my car looks like.
Dog, this is cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah I like actually, that. I really fuck with that.
Shout out the homies that did that.
Because it
so, and where's that at, do you think?
I love how.
So it looks look like the, a desert city. Yeah, maybe Vegas, maybe yeah. Arizona. So this was like, yeah. Damn, I can't afford an off-riding.
Yeah.
Are there rules or like, are there laws to what you can and can't do to like modify a car?
I think engine rights is rules.
Did that get him a ticket in any way?
Probably not, because I think engine rights.
I think you have to take things by the, like something like this to the CHP.
I'm
not 100% sure. Don't quote me on it.
Depends where you're at.
Because also when you have the really lifted trucks, there's also like they have to get checked. Like it's
also
a certain
those,
thing.
Those things that
have to be safe.
Mufflers that make noise.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's
those are definitely
so when
illegal.
It comes to like making your car a million times faster or like
annoying,
or like
bro.
Or like fixing things in your engine, I think that's where you do gotta
like
quote unquote report.
That.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah.
But I think this essentially, he just put big ass wheels on it.
Yeah.
And it's
that's it just looks like it feels like a hazard. Because even how do you get up? Pause.
They probably have like
a little,
stair thing.
And also, it looked like he was somewhere in the desert. So he probably can't afford a fucking Can Am. So he fucking just.
What's a Can Am?
Like the off roading.
Like the off roading
shit.
So that's
what
so he's like, hey, you know what, dog? Two for one. I pay less and I can still bring a little baddie with me and get it cracking.
What do you guys get
it?
I give that shit a 10.
I give it a 10.
I give it a 10 because that was smart. He's saving a lot of money.
I like it.
I like how people get really creative with Priuses in particular because it's like they're really good cars in itself, but like maybe they don't like the design or they wish
right.
it was an SUV.
Like...
Or remember somebody made a one with like a, they made it into like a pickup truck?
Oh, yeah, at the back?
I like
the modified
that
Prius game.
Exactly.
It doesn't look at
the Toyota, look, make a fucking Prius truck.
Prius truck.
And people are begging for
it. Yeah, it'll put this, it looks like the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
I like this shit a lot. I like this. I give him 10.
Yeah, 10. Shout out to you. Congratulations.
Damn, I wonder how much he had to do to fucking just get it lifted.
Yeah. Can be lit. What was the other, the wheels a part of what car?
Oh.
Like what car lost its wheels?
Fucking Silverado.
Has Prius wheels now.
Big ass Silverado.
Big ass Silverado.
He's just rolling on the ground right now.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
Next.
Oh, this one is crazy.
Oh.
I still wonder who the fuck shits in here, dog.
Who thinks about this stuff?
That's how I feel walking next to you guys.
This shit reminds me of Gary from SpongeBob. It looks just like a fucking, like.
It's a real good optical illusion. Like it looks like it's like underground or something.
Oh, this car's so stupid.
Those get me mad.
Yeah. Getting in the car.
Because you have to lay down.
Wait,
like
I
want to
see this.
Oh, he was sitting normal.
No, he.
Nah.
Wait, hold on.
That's so stupid. Fuck you. Look at his
look
stupid
at
smirk.
Look at his smile.
Look fucking, what I did. Fucking 30-year-old with braces, fucking lame.
I know.
What a bitch.
His braces
like,
came with his car.
That can't be legal, you guys. You can't just drive that around.
No, not at all. That's why it's in
then,
the parking lot.
No, because then the Prius fucking will run this fool over.
Like, what kind of bitches are you going to get in this car,
right.
dog?
Right.
Snitch name.
And this has been Brownback Podcast, episode 124. We want to give a big shout out to SeatGeek again.
Yeah, SeatGeek.
Yeah. And Esther. Can you have a card? You get run over? Call Esther.
Yes.
Girls, yeah, we love you. Shout out.
Love each other. We love you back.
Shout out Cali Wings for the food.
Yeah,
shout out Cali Wings. They came through.
626 representatives. I feel like they should meet Lefty.
Yeah.
They probably have already.
In their past lives?
Yeah.
Or shout out Cali Wings, but they fed us the best burgers.
Oh, my God. That was delicious. Don't tell my trainer.
I'm telling you.
I didn't eat one.
Yeah, you did.
No. Fuck you. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
All right. This has been episode 124 of Brownback Podcast.
Bye.
We love you guys.